Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Maseches Yevamos has been dedicated Le'iloi Nishmas Reb Meir Yehuda ben Reb Pesach Avram.
We are now Be'ezras Hashem up to the Gemara and Daf Chaf. The Gemara refers back to that we learned that there is machlokes between Reb Shimon and Rabbanon as far as the Isser of Eishes Achiv Shoyhoya Bayuame is concerned. If let's say the second Ach was Noilad after the first Ach already did Yibum, according to Rabbanon, we still apply the Isser Veshas Achiv Shoyhoya Boyuamai, even though the Ach was Noilad after Yibam was already done to the Yivama. On the other hand, Reb Shimon argues, and Reb Shimon says that since the Ach was first Noilad after Yibam was already done, therefore there is no Isser Veshas Achiv Shoyhoya Boyuamai. Like Reb Shimon explains, that we say Hoyo Ubo Matzah Beheter, which as Rashi explains on Daf Yichesma Beis, that since when he was born, she was already Nesiyavma, we no longer see the Zika of the first Nisuin. And since we no longer see the Zika of the first Nisuin, for that reason, there is no Isser, Eishes, Achiv, Shoyhoya, Bayulamai. The Gemara before on Amar Beis explains that the Rabbanon argue on Reb Shimon. The Gemara asks, my time of Rabbanon, why do Rabbanon argue on Reb Shimon's Svara of Hoyo Ubo Matzah Behetzer? The Gemara explains Rabbanon based on that we darshan the pasuk says v'yibma, and we darshan adayin yivumin harishenim olel, which means to say that as far as the Isra Beishas Achiv Shoyhoya Bayulamai is concerned, we still see the Zika of the first Nisuin, and therefore the Isra Beishas Achiv Shoyhoya Bayulamai still applies. And for that reason Rabbanon say that she is Asura on the Ach Shanoilad. Our Gemara goes on to say, Reb Shimon da'amar hayo ba matzah beheter, according to Reb Shimon, that we say hayo ba matzah beheter, ela me'ata, if so, achoysai me'imai shenasa achiv me'aviv. If let's say his brother married achoysai me'imai, his sister from his mother, va'achach ne'orach, and then he was born, umeis, and then the first brother was meis, tesyabim. This achoysai me'imai, his sister me'imai, shebinei felas l'yibom, Hoyo Uba Umata Beheter. Now before we explain the Gemara's Kasha, one has to understand the Gemara on Amar Beis before understood that the Reb Shimon says Hoyo Uba Umata Beheter. The Gemara on Amar Beis says only Kasha was my time at Rabbanon. What is Reb Shat and Rabbanon who argue on Reb Shimon? But Reb Shimon himself, the Gemara understands. Over here in our Gemara one sees that the Gemara does not understand the Iker Halacha of Reb Shimon. On Reb Shimon, the Gemara asks, Ela me'ata achoysei me'imai tesyabim. Which as the Gemara goes on to say, the Gemara's kasha is that just like Isser achoysei leichan azav, just like Hoyo ba matzah beheter does not help for Isser achoysei, because we say Isser achoysei leichan azav, this of achoysei is still here, so too as far as the Isser of achiv shalihoya ba'ilami, we also say Isser achiv shalihoya ba'ilami leichan azav, that the Isser of Eishes Achiv Shoyhoya Bayulamai is still here. And therefore the Gemara asks on Reb Shimon, how can Reb Shimon say that the Ach Shanoilad is allowed to be Miyabim? This Isha, what happened to the Isser of Eishes Achiv Shoyhoya Bayulamai? The obvious kasha is that there seems to be a seeming contradiction in the Gemara. The Gemara before understood Reb Shimon, the Gemara's only kasha is my time of Rabbanon. Over here one sees that the Gemara does not understand Reb Shimon himself. L'chayr one can explain the Gemara as follows. That there are really two reasons for this Eishes Achiv Shoyhoya Bayulamai to be Aser on the Ach Shanoilad. First of all, based on that there is a rule called Nesra. Like we found before in Rashi and Afbeis, that the Mishnah says Eishes Achiv Shoyhoya Bayulamai is Peturim and Achalitim Na'ibim. And not only is the Isha herself Peturah Menachalitza Menayibam, but even her Tzara is also Peturah Menachalitza Menayibam. Rashi explains that we say Eishes Achiv Shoyhoya Bayulamai is Peturah Menachalitza Menayibam is based on the rule called Nesra. As Rashi explains, for example, if let's say Reuven was the first Ach, and he married an Isha, and he had two brothers, Shimon and Levi, and at the time of Misas Reuven, at the time that Reuven was Mace, Levi was not yet born. Only Shimon was alive at the time of Misas Reuven. And Shimon went and was Miyabim, the wife of Reuven. Now that Shimon is mace, she is asura on Levi, based on that we say Nasra. As Rashi explained, since at the time of Misas Reuven, Levi was not yet born, therefore relative to Levi, this Isha is considered an Eshes Ach Sheyeshua Bonim. And since she is considered as if she is an Eshes Ach Sheyeshua Bonim, therefore even though now that Shimon was mace, and now this Isha is being Nefeles to Levi Mikayach Shimon, still we say that since she is considered an Eshes Ach Sheyeshua Bonim, Mikayach Reuven, therefore she is Asura Alevi, because we consider her an Eshes Ach Sheyeshua Bonim, based on the fact that at the time of Misas Reuven, she was Nasra. She was already considered as if she is an Eshes Ach Sheyeshua Bonim. And for that reason, she is Asura Alevi. That is one reason why Eshes Ach Sheyeshua Bonim should be Asura. Another reason is that even if we do not consider her an Eshes Ach Sheyeshua Bonim, even if we do not say this rule of Nasra, that she was already Asura Alevi, and therefore she remains Asura Alevi, even though now this Isha is being Nefeles Le'yibam to Levi Mikayach Shimon, there was another reason why Eshes Achiv Sh'ohaya Be'lamei should be Asura Alevi. The other reason is based on that even though right now she is being Nefeles Le'yibam to Levi Mikayach Shimon, but that is only as far as the Ishos of Shimon is concerned. As far as the Isra Eshes Ach, that she was the Eshes Ach of Shimon, as far as that we say that right now she's being Nefeles Le'yibam Mikayach Shimon. But that only helps as far as the Isra Eshes Ach of Shimon. But what happened to the Isra Eshes Ach of Reuven? As far as the Isra Eshes Ach of Reuven, there is no Nefila Le'yibam, because as far as Reuven is concerned, she is an Eshes Achiv Shoyhoya Bailame to Levi. And therefore, since as far as the Eshes Ach of Reuven is concerned, there is no Nefila Le'yibam, therefore she should be Asura to Levi, based on that the Isser of Eshes Ach of Reuven has no Hetzer. That is another reason why she should be Asura to Levi. So now to explain that, the Reb Shimon says that Eshes Achiv Shoyhoya Bailame in a case of Yibim V'achakach Neilad, if let's say Levi was born after Shimon already did Yibam to the wife of Reuven, to explain the heter of Shimon, one has to explain two things. First of all, one has to explain what happened to Nasra, what happened to the fact that at the time of Misas Reuven she was considered Neshes Ach Sheyeshua Bonim as far as Levi is concerned, and that Isser remains throughout. Why is Reb Shimon Matzer that Isser? And second of all, we have to understand, how is Reb Shimon Matzer the Isser of Eshes Ach, which is not being Nefeles Le'yibam now? The Isser Eshes Ach of Reuven is not being Nefeles Le'yibam. How is Reb Shimon Matzer that Isser Eshes Ach of Reuven, which does not have a din to be Nefeles Le'yibam to Levi? L'chaira, those are the two points of our Gemara. The Gemara on Amud Beis is explaining that the Reb Shimon says we do not say Nasra, and we do not say that since she was considered an Eshes Ach Sheyeshua Bonim as far as Levi is concerned, therefore that Issa remains. Based on that, the Reb Shimon says, Hoyo Ubao Matzah Behetzer. Since the Zikas Yibam from the Ishos of Reuven is no longer here, because as far as the Zikas Yibam is concerned, Shimon already did Yibam, so therefore there is no more Zikas Yibam as far as the Ishos of Reuven is concerned. For that reason, we do not say Ne'esra. Because the side of Nasra is that since at the time that she had a din to be Nefeles Le'yibam, at that time there was an Isser Yibam, at that time she was considered as if she is an Erva as far as Yibam is concerned, that Isser remains. But that is only as long as she Zokok Le'yibam, as long as a Zikas Yibam is there, Mikayach the Ishos of Reuven. Once the Zikas Yibam goes off, we can no longer say that this Isha has an Isser Yibam. And therefore, Reb Shimon says there is a rule called Haya Ubal Matzah Behetzer, since at the time that Levi was born, Shimon already did Yibam, and therefore the Zikas Yibam, as far as the Ishas of Reuven is concerned, is no longer here. Therefore, we cannot say Nasra. And we do not have an Isser Yibam as far as the Ishas of Reuven is concerned. That is as far as Nasra. Our Gemara that asks on Reb Shimon, Iser Ochiv Shalihoya by Lamei Leichan Ozal, is not referring to that we say Nesra. Our Gemara is referring to something else. Our Gemara is referring to, even though we do not say Nesra, but still, what happened to the Iser Eishes Achiv Reuven that is not being Nefelas Leibum? Since the Eishes Achiv Reuven is not being Nefelas Leibum to Levi, as far as Levi is concerned, one should still have the Iser of Eishes Achiv Reuven. And that is our Gemara's Kasha. Iser Achiv Shoyhoya by Lame Leichanoza, what happened to that Iser Eishes Ach? Now, let's explain our Gemara's Kasha. What is our Gemara trying to bring out from the Moshe of Achisei Me'imai Shanasa Achiv Me'aviv? From the case that Shimon married Levi's Achisei Me'imai. Achira, the Gemara understands that one can explain Reb Shimon as follows. That the Reb Shimon is not concerned about the Iser of Eishes Ach of Reuven, even though as far as Eishes Ach of Reuven there is no din nefila liyibum, and therefore there is nothing to be matter the Eishes Ach of Reuven, is based on that when Levi does yibum, we see as if he's taking over the Ishos of Shimon. And since we see that he's taking over the Ishos of Shimon, therefore we say that just like Shimon did not have an Iser Eishes Ach of Reuven, therefore Levi does not have that Iser as well. Because when Levi does Yibum to the wife of Shimon, what we see is that Levi has the Ishos of Shimon. And therefore whatever dinim Shimon had as far as this Isha, Levi has as well. Because the Ishos of Levi is the Ishos of Shimon. And therefore our Gemara asks, as far as Achayisei Mimi, we should say that just like as far as Shimon is concerned, there is no problem of Achayisei Mimi, because as far as Shimon, this Isha was not the Achayisei Mimi of Shimon. For that reason, we should say that even if Levi will be Me'abim, and as far as Levi is concerned, she is Achayisei Mimi, still, there should be no problem whatsoever in the Yibim of Levi, based on that Levi is taking over the Ishas of Shimon. And that she is Achayisei Mimi is only a problem as far as the Ishos of Levi is concerned. Levi is only taking over the Ishos of Shimon. Therefore, there should not be a problem of Achayisei Me'imai. And from that we see that there is a problem of Achayisei Me'imai, from there we see that we do not look as if Levi is taking over the Ishos of Shimon. And therefore, so too, there should be a problem as far as Eishes Achiv Shoyhoya Bayome is concerned, that she still is the Eishes Achiv Reuven without a heter nefila to Levi. In the Yerushalmi, as the Karen Ira brings down, we find that the Yerushalmi asks a different kash on Reb Shimon. The Yerushalmi asks on Reb Shimon as follows. Yerushalmi asks, according to Reb Shimon, Ulchirat should come out that if let's say one has Eishes Aviv, if let's say one has the wife of one's father, Ayeshes Achiv Me'imai, or the wife of one's brother Me'imai, Shematzal of Ne'echad Menashok, if let's say when he was born, she was already married to someone else. According to Reb Shimon, since at the time that he was born, she was already married to someone else, we should say that she is Muteres to him. L'chayr from the Yerushalmi's Kasha, one sees that the Yerushalmi understands Reb Shimon differently than our Gemara. The Yerushalmi understands Reb Shimon that Reb Shimon is not worried about the Iser Eishes Achiv Reuven is not because Levi is taking over the Ishos of Shimon. Had that been the Pshat, the Yerushalmi could not have asked the Kasha from a case of Eishes Achiv or Eishes Achiv Me'imai that someone else Menashuk married. The Yerushalmi understands Reb Shimon as follows. The Yerushalmi understands that Reb Shimon is not worried about the Eishes Achiv Reuven is based on that any Iser which involves Ishos, any Iser which is based on the fact that she's the Isha of someone else, once she gets married to another person, we no longer see that Ishos. The previous Ishos is as if it does not exist, and any Isurim which are based on the previous Ishos are no longer Aser. And therefore, the Yerushalmi understands that the Reb Shimon is not worried about the Eishes Achiv Reuven is based on that since Shimon was Miyabim the Isha of Reuven, and now she's the Isha of Shimon, we no longer see her as the Isha of Reuven. And therefore the Isha Sach of Reuven is no longer here. If so, the Rishalmi asks, by every Isser Ishas we should say as well. For example, by Ishas Achiv, Me'imai, or Ishas Aviv, that got married to someone else in Ashok. We should say the same thing. That now that she got married to someone else, we no longer see that Isser Ishas. That is how the Rishalmi understands Reb Shimon, and that is the Rishalmi's Kasha on Reb Shimon. Now let's go on to our Gemara's Teretz. Our Gemara answers as follows. Our Gemara says that there's a difference between the Isser Eshesach and Isser Achayse Me'imai. Hai Isura Deleis Vayetera, the Isser Achayse Me'imai is an Isser Deleis Vayetera. Hai Isura Deleis Vayetera, the Isser of Eshesach is an Isser Deleis Vayetera. Rashi explains the Gemara's Teretz as follows. That Isser Achayse Leis Vayetera, the Isser Achayse does not have a heter. Avu Isser Eshesach is a heter kishein weibonim. Hilkach, kishemes rishim weibonim paka isurei lagabe sheni. As far as the second one is concerned, the Isser Eshesach was paka, the nasa, and the sheni Shimon was nasa, the hashlishi mikayach sheni ba, and the second one is coming mikayach sheni. In other words, the Gemara's teretz is that the Reb Shimon is not worried about the Eshesach of Reuven, is based on that we see that Levi is taking over the Ishas of Shimon, just like the Gemara understood in the Kasha of the Gemara. The Gemara's Teretz is that still, we still differentiate between Achaisei Me'imai and the Isser of Eshesach. That we say, that the fact that Levi is taking over the Ishas of Shimon, therefore Levi has the same dinim that Shimon has, is only as far as Eshesach is concerned. Because as far as Eshesach we say, that just like this Isser Eshesach was Hutzer, was Mutter for Shimon, and as far as Shimon is concerned, the Isser Eshesach was Paka, so too the Isser Eshesach is Paka as far as Levi who's taking over the Ishus of Shimon. But that is only as far as Eshesach is concerned. As far as Achayse Mi'imai, that as far as Shimon was concerned, that the Isser Achayse Mi'imai was not Paka. Just it happens to be that as far as Shimon is concerned, she was not a Chayse Me'imai, but there was no Hafka'as Ha'Isser as far as Shimon is concerned. Therefore, as far as Levi, we still see the Isser of a Chayse Me'imai. And the fact that Levi is coming Mikayach Shimon will not help at all. Only as far as the Isser Eshesach is concerned. That as far as Shimon is concerned, we say that the Isser Eshesach was Paka relative to Shimon. Therefore, we say that so too, as far as Levi is concerned, who is coming Mikayach Sheni, who is coming Mikayach Shimon, the Isser Eshesach is still Paka. And we don't have the Isser Eshesach of Reuven. Rashi explains the Gemara's Teretz is based on that Isser Eshesach is a heter kishein leibonim. Every Eshesach kishein leibonim is Isser heter. And therefore, even as far as Levi is concerned, who's ba mikayach Shimon, we say that this Isser Eshesach she'en weibonim is Islay Heter. Tesis, on the other hand, as one sees in the Ritva, argues on Rashi. Tesis explains Hayi Sura de Islay Heter differently than Rashi. Tesis explains that the Isser Eshesach is Paka is based on that Yochol Achzira La'achar Shegirsha. That the Isser Eshesach is Paka is based on that he can remarry her even after he is Megarish her. That is what our Gemara means when our Gemara says, Hai Isura de Islay Hatera. Now, to explain the Machlokes between Rashi and Tesis, we find that the Mepharshim explain as follows, that there is a fundamental Machlokes between Rashi and Tesis as far as the Heter Eshesach Liyibum is concerned. How is one to understand the Heter Eshesach Liyibum? Do we understand that the Heter Eshesach Liyibum is based on that we say Asei Deicha Lois Asei Sheish Beikaris? And we say that the Mitzvah Asei of Yibum is Deicha the Isser Eshesach? Is that the Pshat in the Heter of Yibum? Or do we say no, that the Heter of Yibum is not based on that we say that the Mitzvah Asei of Yibum is Deicha the Lois Asei of the Isser Eshesach? but rather we say that there's no Isser Shasach is based on that, that the Isser Shasach b'mokam yibum is muteres. There's no Isser Shasach whatsoever b'mokam yibum. When the Torah gave the erva of Shasach, the whole erva of Shasach was only said shaloi b'mokam yibum. B'mokam yibum was not said the Isser at all. So as far as how to understand the Heter Eshesach B'mokam Yibum, we find the seeming Machloikes HaRishenim, Tosfos before and Daf Gimel. Dibra Maschel Loisase Sheish Bakoras Midachi, Tosfos asks, learn out from Eshesach that Asay the Yibum is Deicha Loisase Sheish Bakoras. Why can't the Gemara say that the Makar that Asay is Deicha Loisase Sheish Bakoras is from that we see that there is a Heter Yibum B'mokam Eshesach? From Tosfos one sees that Tosfos understands that the heter of Yibum by Eshesach is based on that we say that the mitzvah saseh of Yibum is doicha the iser Eshesach. The Rambam, on the other end, in Perek Aleph, Melachas Yibum v'chalitza alach yibes, is mashma nalek Tosfos. Is mashma that the Rambam understands that there is no iser Eshesach whatsoever b'mokam Yibum, but not based on the fact that the mitzvah saseh of Yibum is deicha, the lois saseh is deicha, the isra shasach. L'chira, that is the basis in the machlekes between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi understands the heter shasach is based on that there is no isra shasach b'mokam Yibum whatsoever. And therefore Rashi explains that as far as Shimon is concerned, it was poka, the isra shasach was poka. Because as far as Shimon is concerned, since it is b'mokam Yibum, therefore there is no Isser Eshesach whatsoever. Tosfos, on the other hand, who argues on Rashi, and understands that there is no Isser Eshesach is based on that we say, Asay Deichaloi Sasei, cannot explain like Rashi, that it is Paka, the Isser Eshesach, as far as Shimon is concerned. And therefore Levi, who is a continuation of the Ishus of Shimon, has a Heter Eshesach as well. Tosfos, on the other hand, has to explain that there is no Isser Eshesach as far as Levi is concerned is based on that the Isser Eshesach was poka relative to Shimon after Shimon did Yibum. Even though before Shimon did Yibum, his whole heter through Yibum is based on that we say Asay Deichaloi Sasei, but once Shimon did Yibum, there is a halacha of Naaseis Keishtei L'chol Dover. And since there's Alocham Nasas Kishtei L'chol Dover, the Isser Eshesach is Paka after Shimon did Yibum. And because the Isser Eshesach is Paka, for that reason, the Alocha is Megarsha Beget U'machzira. That even if Shimon will be Megarsha Beget, he can still be Machzira. Based on that we say that after he did Yibum, the Isser Eshesach is Paka. And since the Isser Eshesach is Paka after Shimon did Yibum, for that reason, there is a Heter to Levi as well. Based on that, the Levi is a continuation of the Ishus of Shimon. But the fact that Levi's Ishus is a continuation of Shimon's Ishus only helps with that the Isser Eshesach was Paka, as far as Shimon is concerned, with Shimon's Yibum. So again, the Machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos is based on that Rashi understands that the Isser Eshesach is Paka right away. B'misas Reuven, right away when Reuven is mace, at that point of time, since it is b'mokam Yibum, the Isser Eishas Ach is Paka. On the other hand, Tosfos understands that the Isser Eishas Ach is Paka is only once Shimon does Yibum, that at that point we say Naaseis Kishtei L'chol Dover, and we no longer have the Isser Eishas Ach of Reuven. That is how the Mepharshim explain the Machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. Now let's go on to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Klal Amru Brivama, Kol Shehi Iser Erva, Leicheletzes V'loi Misyabemes. Anyone that is Aser B'Iser Erva, Leicheletzes V'loi Misyabemes, Iser Mitzvah V'Iser Kedusha, Cheletzes V'loi Misyabemes. On the other hand, if it is only an Iser Mitzvah or an Iser Kedusha, then they need Chalitza, even though the Halacha is V'loi Misyabemes. To explain that we learned in our Mishnah, Kol Shehi Iser Erva Leicheletzes V'loi Misyabemes, we find that Rashi explains as follows. Leicheletzes V'loi Misyabemes Tzarasa. That our Mishnah says, Leicheletzes V'loi Misyabemes is referring to Tzarasa. Rashi ends off, V'kol Shekein Hi. But according to Rashi, even though there is a kol shekein, and for sure the erva herself does not need chalitza or yibum, but the kavana of our Mishnah is referring to tzarasa. That tzaras erva is loy chalatzas v'loy misyabemes. The Ritva explains the hechrich of Rashi. That the Rashi was muchrach to explain our Mishnah, that our Mishnah is referring to tzarasa, is based on that the Gemara says, klal asui mai. What is the klal of our Mishnah? Coming lasuye, coming to Imarba. Omer Afram bar Papa lasuye tzaras islandis. It is coming to Imarba tzaras islandis. From there, the Ritva says, Rashi saw that our Mishnah is referring to a tzara. And that was Rashi's hechrich, to explain our Mishnah, that our Mishnah is talking about a tzara. Tesis with the Yomascha Suye Tzaras Ionis on the other end argues on Rashi. Tesis asks on the Gemara, how can our Gemara say that the klal of our Mishnah is coming to Marbet Tzaras Ionis? In our Mishnah does not mention Tzara. Tesis answers, Mikomokam Havi Bechlal, still Tzara is included in the halacha of our Mishnah. The Chol Shi Yisura Isser Erva, that our Mishnah says Isser Erva, is not only referring to an Erva herself, but rather the Mishnah means mashmashi sura ba machmas erva. Anyone whose iser comes mikoyach erva, whose iser is because of an erva, is included in the halacha of our Mishnah. Kol shi sura iser erva loichilatzes v'loy misyabemes. Anyone whose iser is because of an erva is loichilatzes v'loy misyabemes, and therefore a tzara, whose iser is because she is the tzara of an erva, and therefore the iser of a tzara is machmas erva, is included in our Mishnah and has the halacha of loy chiletzes v'loy misyabemes, just like the erva herself. That is how Tesis explains our Mishnah. According to Tesis, it comes out that our Mishnah that says kol shehi iser erva loy chiletzes v'loy misyabemes is referring both to the erva and the tzaras erva. Our Mishnah is referring to anyone whose iser is machmas erva. From Tesis one sees that we learned in the first Mishnah, Chomesh Esri Noshim Poitre Sarasayim Tzaras Sarasayim, that there is a Ptur of Tzaras Erva is based on that there is an Isser of Tzaras Erva. And not only did the Erva Aser herself, but the Erva Asered her Tzara as well. And based on the Isser that the Tzaras Erva has, for that reason the Tzaras Erva is Ptura Min HaChalitza Min HaYibum. The Ritva has a third shita. The Ritva explains that our Mishnah that says kol shi iser erva refers to the tzara as well as based on that the tzara herself is considered an erva. According to Tesis, the tzara herself is not considered an erva, just the tzara became aser machmas erva, became aser because of the erva. The Ritva on the other end understands that the tzara herself is considered an erva, and because the tzara herself is considered an erva, for that reason, she's pturim and achalitzim and ayibum. From the Ritva Ulchuru, one sees that the tzara has the same exact status as the erva herself, and therefore the tzara herself is considered an erva. And based on that the tzara herself is considered an erva like the erva herself, for that reason, the tzara is pturim and achalitzim and ayibum. So again, we have three basic mahalchim in how to understand our Mishnah. Rashi understands that our Mishnah is only referring to a tzara. Tesis and the Ritva both understand that our Mishnah is referring to both the erva and the tzara. Tesis understands that our Mishnah is referring to tzara as well as the erva herself is based on that our Mishnah says, kol shi sura iser erva means anyone who is aser machmas erva, anyone whose iser comes about because of an erva, even though they are not the erva itself. The Ritva, on the other hand, understands that our Mishnah is only referring to the erva itself. Just both the erva and tzarasa are both considered the erva itself. The Machlokes HaRishonim is based on a fundamental Machlokes in how to understand the first Mishnah of Chomesh Esrei Noshim Petres Sarisayin v'tzaras sarisayin. Rashi understands that we learned in our Mishnah Chomesh Esrei Noshim Poitrei Sarisayin means to say that the erva herself patters her tzara. Just like the erva patters herself from chalitza and yibum, so too the erva patters her tzara from chalitza and yibum. That is how Rashi understands the first Mishnah. Tosfos, on the other hand, argues on Rashi and understands that we learned Chomesh Esri Noshim Poitrei Sarasei means to say that since the Tzoras Erva becomes Osir Machmas Erva, since the Isser on the Tzoras Erva is because of the Erva herself, for that reason she is Ptura Mena Chalitza Mena Yibum. Because again, anyone who is Osir Machmas Erva is Ptura Mena Chalitza Mena Yibum. But that of the Tzorah is Ptura is not like Rashi, that the Erva directly patters her Tzorah Mena Chalitza Mena Yibum. But rather, the way it works is that since the Tzorah is Osir Machmas Erva, the fact that the Tzorah is Asura Machmas Erva, that is the reason why the Tzorah is Ptura Mena Chalitza Mena Yibum. The Ritva, on the other hand, explains that the Tzora is Ptura Mena Chalitza Mena Yibum is because the Tzora is considered like an Erva herself. Based on the fact that the Tzora is a Tzora's Erva, the Tzora gets the exact same status as the Erva herself. And whatever dinim the Erva has, the Tzora has as well. And therefore, just like the Erva is Ptura Mena Chalitza Mena Yibum, so too the Tzora, who is considered like an Erva, is also Ptura Mena Chalitza Mena Yibum. The Ritva goes to Shitasayu. With that we find the Ritva says before in Dafid Aleph and Aleph that the Tzorah of Machzir Gushasei, according to Beis Ibn Kefar, the halacha of the Tzorah's Machzir Gushasei, according to Beis Ibn Kefar, the Ritva explains is that a Tzorah's Machzir Gushasei is like the Gusha herself, just like the Gusha herself is Muteres Bebiya Rishena and Asura Bebiya Shnia. Based on that Babiya Rishani we say Asaide Khalisa say, but she is Asura Babiya Shnia, so too the Tzara of the Grusha has the same exact halacha as the Grusha herself, that she is Asura Babiya Shnia, and Muteres Babiya Rishana. From the Ritva one sees that the Ritva understands that the way a Tzara works is that the Tzara gets the same exact status as the Erva. And whatever dinim the Erva has, the Tzara has. And therefore, by a Tzoras Machzir Gushasei, the Tzora has the same exact din as the Grusha herself. That is a Shita of the Ritva. Now, according to Rashi, that understands our Mishnah, that our Mishnah is referring to a Tzora, well, Chira, it comes out that the rest of the Mishnah is also referring to a Tzora. That the Mishnah says, Isser Mitzvah V'Isser Kudusha Chilatza Savoy Mitzvah Bemes, is referring to the Tzora. The Tzara of an Isser Mitzvah Isser Kedusha is Chayletza Savoy Mesiyah Bemes. And so too we find the Meiri brings down Meshem Ayesh Mefarshim. That the Ayesh Mefarshim explains that we learned in our Mishnah, Isser Mitzvah Isser Kedusha, Chayletza Savoy Mesiyah Bemes, is not only referring to the Isser Mitzvah and Isser Kedusha themselves, but rather it is also referring to the Tzara of an Isser Mitzvah and the Tzara of an Isser Kedusha. Now to explain that the Tzorah of Isser Mitzvah and Isser Kedusha is also Chilatza Savoy Mesiyah Bemes, first we have to explain what is included in Isser Mitzvah and what is included in Isser Kedusha. As our Mishnah goes on to explain, Isser Mitzvah refers to Shniyais, Nashim that are Asurais Medrabanan B'Isser Shniyais. Isser Kedusha refers to Amono Kain Gadol Grusha V'Chalutza V'Kain Hadyet Mamzeres Nusino Yisrael, which means to say that there are really three categories that are included in our Mishnah. First of all, Nashim that are Aser Be Iser Shnieis, which are Isuri Drabanon. Second of all, Nashim that are Aser Be Isuri Daraisa. The first category of Iser Daraisa is Nashim that are Asureis Belava Asay. For example, Amono Kain Gadol Minan Isuin, who has a Lava Asay. And then, there are Nashim that are Asureis Menatzeya only Belav. For example, Mono Kain Gadol Mina Irisin, or Grusha V'Chalutza Kain Hadid Mamzeres Unisinu Yisrael. Those are the three categories that are in our Mishnah that all have the halacha of Chilatzes V'Loy Mesiyah Bemes. That according to Rashi L'Chira comes out, that the Tzara of a Shnia is Chilatzes V'Loy Mesiyah Bemes. The Tzara of an Isha, that is Asura Medrabanon, is Chilatzes V'Loy Mesiyah Bemes, so too L'Chira one sees in the Marshal later on Dafkav Chesam Abbas. As a chesed Yeshuas and Yashash Yaakov Amradayik, that from the Marashol Chayu one sees as well that the Tzara of Eshniya is Chaylatzes V'Loy Mesiyah Bemes. But to explain that the Tzara of Eshniya is Chaylatzes V'Loy Mesiyah Bemes, Chayu one can explain based on that we find in the Darkei Moshe in Eben Ezer and Simen Tes Vav, The Darki Misha says the following chiddush: someone who is mekadesh an isha who is asura medrabanan beisr shniyais ein kiddushin toivsim ba medrabanan. Vim kibo kiddushin me'acher, if let's say this isha went and was mekabo kiddushin from someone else, tzrichin get misheni, she needs a get from the second person medrabanan. From the Darki Misha one sees the rabbanan went and said that shniyais are considered like an actual erva. And for that reason we say that ein kiddushin toivsin b'shniyais, based on that, that midrabanan a shniya herself is considered like an erva. Based on this Darkei Moshe, we find that the Meir Simcha Nor Sameach Perek Beis Milchas Yibam V'Chalitza Wachid Zayin says the following, that we learned in our Mishnah, that a shniya is chayletzes v'voy mishabemes, does not have to be based on the fact that we are gezer bir rishayna atu bir shniya. Like we find that is how the Gemara explains why chay ve'ladin are eina mesyabmin. Why don't we say aseidei chaloisa? Say the Gemara says that the reason why chay ve'ladin, the reason why nisha that's asura be'iser lav, is not mesyabemes, is based on gezer bir rishayna atu bir shniya. Rav Meir Simcha says that as far as shnias is concerned, one does not need to explain that shnias einem esyabemes is based on that we are gezer bir rishayna atu bir shnia. But rather, one can explain that shnias einem esyabemes is based on that the midrabanan a shnia is considered like an erva, and midrabanan a shnia is ptura min ayibum, just like all other arayas are pturais min ayibum. And therefore, one can say that for that reason, Rashi understands that the tzara of Ishniya is chayletzes v'loy mishabemes, because the tzara of Ishniya is considered like a regular tzara serva, and therefore she has the same aloch as a tzara serva, that is p'tura min ayibam adrabanan, she's p'tura min ayibam, and for that reason she's chayletzes v'loy mishabemes, based on the fact that adrabanan she's considered a tzara serva. That she needs chalitza is only based on the fact the Minatira, she is not a Tzara Serva, because Minatira, a Shnia, is not considered an Erva. That is how one can explain the first halacha of our Mishnah, according to Rashi, that Iser Mitzvah's Chayletzes V'loim is Habemes, is referring to the Tzara. Based on this, Darkei Moshe and Rav Meir Simcha, one can go and answer another kasha that we find in the Gemara. The Gemara asks on that we learned in our Mishnah, Achoysa Shehi Vimta Chayletzes O'im is Habemes. The Gemara asks, Achoysa Daman. Who is our Mishnah referring to? Who is she the Achoysa of? Ilema de Iser Mitzvah, if she is the Achoysa of Iser Mitzvah, Kivan de Medereisa Ramia Kamei, since Minatira, she is Ramia Kamei, Paga ba Achoysa Kukase, it comes out, that since Minatira she is a Kukaliyibam, how can one be Miabim Achoysa? He is being Pegea ba Achoysa Kukasei. The Gemara answers, Ela Achoysa de Iser Erva. That our Mishnah is referring to Achaysa of Iser Erva, who is not Rami Kamei. Well, one has to know, why did our Gemara ask from that Midereisa Rami Kamei? Even if it would not be Midereisa Rami Kamei, from that itself that she is Chayletzes, that itself should be enough of a reason to say Kapaga ba Achaysa Kukase. Just like we find in the Yamsha Shoyman and Simon Gimel on the Keren Oira on the beginning of the third Perek, that understands that even by an isha who is asura be'iser lava, say for example an amanu kengodom min anisuin, even though she is only chayletzes v'loy misyabemes, still there is an iser of pegea b'achoysa kukase, one would not be able to be miyabim the achoysa of an iser kedusha, based on the fact that an iser kedusha is also chayletzes v'loy misyabemes. And since there is a zikas chalitza, for that reason, it is considered as if one is being pegea b'achoysa kukasei. If so, why did our Gemara need to ask from shnias based on the fact that medereisa ramia kamei, which uchaya means it is ramia kamei uyibum, uchaya, it is enough to ask from that shnias is chalatzes v'loy misyabemes, from that she is chalatzes, is enough of a reason to be considered as if one is being pegeya b'achais kukase by marrying the achais of someone who is asa medrabanan. Based on the Darkei Moshe and Meir Simcha we said before, one can explain the Gemara as follows. That since medrabanan a shniya is considered like an erva, medrabanan there is no zika at all, and even a zika's chalitza one does not have medrabanan, For that reason, the Gemara's only kasha is based on that Medaraisa Ramiya Kameh. Because Medaraisa, she is not considered an Erva. As far as the Rabbanan is concerned, there is no Zikas Chalitza at all. Based on the fact that the Rabbanan, she is considered an Erva, and has all the halachas of an Erva, which is Ptura, Mena Chalitza, Mena Yibam. For that reason, our Gemara's only kasha is based on that Medaraisa Ramiya Kameh. Now getting back to our Mishnah, we explained why the Tzora of Isser Mitzvah is Chilat HaSvoimus HaBemes. Now to explain why the Tzora of Isser Kedusha is Chilat HaSvoimus HaBemes, we will Be'ezras Hashem get back to it as we go on in the Gemara. Now let's start the Gemara. The Gemara says, Kral Asuye Mai, Omer Afram Bar Papa, the Kral of our Mishnah, that we learned in our Mishnah, Kral Amru B'Yivama Kol Shi Isser Erva, why Chilat HaSvoimus HaBemes is coming to Mar Bet Tzoras Islandis. Ukadiravasi. The Gemara goes on to say, V'ika de Amri, there are those that are medayik in the Mishnah the exact opposite. Ko shi sura iser erva hu da asira tsarasa. Haloi sura iser erva tsarasa loy asira. Umiute mai, omar rafram umiute tsaras ilonis udaloikravasi. Rafram is medayik, our Mishnah the exact opposite. That our Mishnah is coming to be memai tsaras ilonis. And Tzoras Islandis does not have the same halach as every other Tzoras Erva. Now to explain the Diyuk of Rafram, we find Machlokes HaRishonim. The Ritva explains the Diyuk as follows. That by an Islandis, that her whole Iser is only Mishum Eishas Acht Lechazia Liyibom, since the Iser of an Islandis is only Mishum Eishas Acht, who happens to not be Ruya Liyibom based on the fact that she's an Islandis, such an Isha, who is Asura Be'isra Shasach, is not considered a full-fledged Erva. And for that reason, Rafam is Madaik in our Mishnah, only someone who is Asura Mishum Erva has the halacha of our Mishnah. An Islandis, who is only an Eshasach, is not considered a full-fledged Erva, and therefore is not included in the halacha of our Mishnah. That is how the Ritva explains the Diyuk of our Gemara according to Rafram. Ramban, on the other hand, explains our Gemara's Diyuk as follows. That our Gemara's Diyuk according to Rafram is that from our Mishnah, one is Medayik, that not everyone who is Asura Be'isr Erva has the halacha of Ptur Tzara. There are some Nashim that are Asura Be'isr Erva that do not have halacha of Ptur Tzara. For example, Islandis, even though Islandis is considered an Erva, based on the fact that she is an Eishes Ach, even so we say that her Tzara is not Ptura Mena Chalitza Mena Yibam based on the fact that an Islandis is considered Shaloi B'Mokah Mitzvah. Since as far as Islandis is concerned, there is no Mitzvah Yibam whatsoever, therefore her Tzara is not considered a Tzara Serva. But not because there is something missing in the Islandis herself. The Islandis herself is considered a full-fledged Erva. But even though she is considered a full-fledged Erva, still her Tzara is not Peturim and Achalitim Ayibim, based on the fact that the Islandis herself is not considered B'moka Mitzvah. That is how the Ramban explains the Diyuk of Rafram. From the Ritva comes out the following Chiddush, that even though an Islandis is Asura B'Isra Shasach, that does not necessarily mean that her Tzara should be considered a Tzara Serva. Now to explain that even though an Islandis is Asura B'Isra Shasach, still she is not considered a full-fledged Erva. As far as patterning her Tzara is concerned, we find that Rabbi Ochber explains as follows. Rabbi Ochber and Birkas Shmuel and Siman Beis and Siman Hei explains as follows. That to be considered an Erva as far as patterning one's Tzara, one needs to be considered an Erva L'Yibum. And therefore, Baruch Ber goes on to say that an Eishes Ach She'enu Abonim is not considered an Erva L'Yibum. An Eishes Ach She'enu Abonim, as far as the Eishes Ach is concerned, should be Neufelas L'Yibum. And even if the Eishes Ach She'enu Abonim happens to not be Neufelas L'Yibum because she is an Islandis, still, the Eishes Ach cannot be considered an Erva L'Yibum. And for that reason, she will not pater her Tzara. That is how Baruch Ber explains the Ritva. And that the Ravasi argues and understands that an Islandis patters her Tzara is only because Ravasi understands that the Torah went and said that an eilonis is not considered like a regular eishasach sheinu abonim, but rather the Torah went and said that an eilonis is considered as if she is an eishasach sheyeshu abonim. She's not a regular eishasach that has a din to be nefelos liyibam, but rather she's like an eishasach that does not have a din to be nefelos liyibam, and for that reason this eishasach of eilonis is considered an erva liyibam. That is the machlokes between Rav Asi and those that argue on Rav Asi. But again, everyone agrees that a regular Eish Asach Sheinu Abanim cannot be considered an Erev Liyibam. Let's go on to the next part of the Gemara. The Gemara answers the Kasha that the reason why we do not say Aseidei Chalois Asei in our Mishnah, and for that reason, even an Isha Hasura Beleis Asei is still Einem Es Yabemes, Rav Gidol explains based on the Pasuk that says Va'ol Sa Yivimtei Hasha'ara. She'ein tamad loymer yivimtei. Ma tamad loymer yivimtei yeishucha yivama achere she'oile lechalitza ve'eina oile liyibam. Ve'ezoi zucha ve'lavin. To explain the drasha of Rav Gidol, we find a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos understands that from the word yivimtei itself, we learn out the chavilavin or oilen lechalitza ve'einan oilen liyibam. The extra word of Yivimte teaches us that Chavilavin are Oilin Uchalitza and not Oilin Liyibam. Rashi, on the other hand, argues on Tosfos. And Rashi explains the Gemara as follows, that the Iker Makar, that the Rav Gidol explains, that Chavilavin are not Oilin Liyibam, is based on the beginning of the Pasuk that says, Akachas es Yivimte. And since Chavilavin are not included in Wakachas, for that reason we learn out that Chavilavin are not Oilin Liyibam. But even though Chavilavin are not Oilin Liyibam from the drosh of Wakachas, that the Chavilavin or Oilin Uchalitza is based on the word Yivimtei. From the extra word Yivimtei, we learn out that even though Chavilavin are not Oilin Liyibam, still they are Oilin Uchalitza. Now, to explain that according to Rashi, Chavilavin are not included in Wakachas, one has to know. L'chariah, Chavilavin should be included in Wakachas, based on that we say, Asei Dei Chalois Asei. So, to explain Rashi, we find a machlokes harishenim. The Ritva explains Rashi, that Rashi says, Chavilavin are not included in Wakachas, Rashi means to say as follows, that since Chavilavin are Asurim Ba'alma, or us or all other places besides for Yibam, that is why Chavilavin are not included in Wakachas Ba'alma. All over they are not included in Wakachas. That is what Rashi means, and Rashi says that Chavilavin are not included in Wakachas. That is how the Ritva and the other Rishenim explain Rashi. The Tosfos HaRosh on the other end explains Rashi as follows, that Chavilavin are not included in Wakachas is based on that the Chavilavin are not included in that the Pasuk says, Avokacha loy leisha, which from the Pasuk of Avokacha loy leisha we learn out that a Yivama is Naases Keishte lechol davar. And since by Chavilavin, an Isha that's Asur b'Chavilavin is not Naases Keishte lechol davar al yidei Yibam, because even though there is a heter to Yubayo be Rishena based on that we say, Asei dei chaleis asei, but there is no heter to Yubayo be Yishnia, for that reason, she is not included in Wakachas, because again, Wakachas means Wakacha leisha, that through Yibam she is Nasis Keishte lecholdover. That is how the Tosfos HaRosh explains Rashi. From the Tosfos HaRosh, Rav Nochum says that one sees that we learn out from Wakacha leisha, that she is Nasis Keishte lecholdover, is not just that the Torah is telling us a heter, that Yivam is Nasis Keishte lecholdover, and there is a heter to Megarsha Begetum Achzira. But rather, the drasha of Okacha Leisha is telling us what Yibam is. The Yibam is in order that she should be considered Ke'ishte L'Choldover. And any time she will not be considered Ke'ishte L'Choldover, one is missing in the actual Yibam. Because again, the Tosfos HaRosh understands that is Yibam. Yibam is that she is Nases Keishte L'Choldover. So again, we have a Machlokes Rishenim, is that Rashi says that Chavilavin are not included in Wakachas, as Rashi mean based on the fact that all over one is not allowed to marry Chavilavin, even though by Yibam we say Asei Dei Chalois Asei, Is that the Pshat and Rashi, or is the Pshat and Rashi that by Yibum itself, we are a Karina Be'lakachas based on that, that even by Yibum she is not Nasis Kishte Ucholdover, since there is an Isser to Yiboyo B'yishniya, which is the Pshat of the Teisei Rosh and Rashi. The Gemara goes on to say that Eima Chayve Krisos. Why don't we learn that from Yivimtei to tell us that Chayve Krisos need Chalitza as well? The Gemara explains that the reason why Chayve Krisos do not need Chalitza is based on the drasha that the Pasuk says, Imayach Beit Ha'ish Wakachas, Ha'chofet Mi'abim, Kola Eilel Yibam, Eilel Chalitza, V'choshen Eilel Yibam, Einoi, Eilel Chalitza. That there is a rule that any Isha that is Eina Eilel Yibam, so too she is Eina Eilel Chalitza. And for that reason, by Chayve Krisos there is no Chalitza, just like there is no Yibam. The Gemara asks, Yihachi Chayve Lavinami. The Gemara answers, Haribi Rachmani Vimta. We have a riboy that is Marba, the Chayve Lavin, need Chalitza, based on the extra word of Yivimta. The Gemara asks, Umara Isa, which as Ritva explains, means to say as follows, that why would you decide to say that Chayve Lavin need Chalitza and Chayve Krisos do not need Chalitza? Why don't you say the other way around? That Chayve Krisos need Chalitza and Chayve Lavin do not need Chalitza. That is how the Ritva explains the Gemara's Kasha of Umaro Isa. The obvious Kasha is that how can one possibly say that Chayve Krisos need Chalitza and Chayve Lavin do not need Chalitza? L'chira all Chayve Krisos are also Chayve Lavin. L'chira 1 can explain our Gemara based on that that we find in the Inigyontif Simen Kofayin Zayin, and so too by Rabbi Chanan and Kovitzara Simen Hei, that the Inigyontif and Rabbi Chanan both say the same Yisoid, that there are two types of Einai Oilo Yibam, Einai Oilo Chalitza. First of all, in a case that there is a Zikas Yibam, and even though there is a Zikas Yibam, still one cannot do Yibam, then we say that there is a halacha of Einai Oilo Yibam, Einai Oilo Chalitza. Then there is a second type, a second din of Einai Oilo Yibam, Einai Oilo Chalitza, which means to say that if there is no Zikas Yibam, there is no Zikas Chalitza. Based on that, one can explain our Gemara as follows. That our Gemara is asking Mara Isa, why did you decide that Chayve Krisos do not have Chalitza based on the fact that Chayve Krisos do not have Zikas Yibam? Rather, you should say that Chayve Krisos need Chalitza even though they do not have Zikas Yibam. On the other hand, Chayve Lavin should not have Chalitza based on the fact that Chayve Lavin have a Zikas Yibam. Since they have a Zikas Yibam, just one cannot do Yibam. That itself should be a reason that we say Kol She'einai Oilo L'Yibam Einai Oilo L'Chalitza. But that is only by Chayve Lavin that have a Zikas Yibam. On the other hand, Chayve Krisos that do not have a Zikas Yibam, we will say that they are Oilo L'Chalitza even though they are not Oilo L'Yibam. Because again, that the Chayve Lavin should not have Chalitza is not because there is no Zikas Yibam, but rather it is because there is a Zikas Yibam. Since there is a Zikas Yibam without the option of doing Yibam, that is why we should say by Chayve Lavin, Kol She'einai Oilo L'Yibam, Einai Oilo L'Chalitza. And on the other hand, by Chayve Krisos, we should say that Chayve Krisos need Chalitza even though there is no Yibam, because by Chayve Krisos again, there is no Zikas Yibam whatsoever. That is how one can explain the Ritva's Pshat in our Gemara. The Gemara answers the Kasha by saying as follows, Mistabra Chayve Lavin Tafsi Behu Kiddushin. Chayve Krisos Loi Tafsi Behu Kiddushin. Now to explain that, that our Gemara says that Chayve Lavin or Tafsi Behu Kiddushin, which according to Rashi means that since Chayve Lavin or Tafsi Behu Kiddushin, therefore Karinon Behu Akachas, we find that the Rishenim explain as follows, that since Chayve Lavin or Tafsi Behu Kiddushin, therefore Karinon Behu Akachas Ba'oma, all over Karinon Behu Akachas. But as far as this Yivama herself, we are way Karinon Behu Akachas, based on that, as the Shaul HaMelech explains in Hochas Yibam V'Chalitza, that since we are talking about a Yivama who is Asura Be'Isrei Shasach, since there is no Yibam, for that reason it is Loi Karinon Behu Akachas, will not be Tafsi Ba'Kiddushin. since one has an erva of eishes ach, that it is kriyin bi'ur kachas is only ba'oma, only all over it is kriyin bi'ur kachas. Based on that, the chayv lavener tafsi ba'kiddushin. If one looks carefully at Rashi b'divrei Maschil tafsi ba'kiddushin, one sees that Rashi understands that since it is tafsi ba'kiddushin, even by the Yevama herself, it is karinon be'lakachas b'di'avid. Now, to explain the shita of Rashi, the Rashi understands that even by Yevama herself, it is karinon be'lakachas b'di'avid, we find a machlekes ha'achreinim. Reb Shimon in Simon Chaf Aleph explains that the Rashi understands that karinon be'lakachas b'di'avid, even by Yevama herself, means that one is kaine b'toyas yibum. And even though there is no mitzvah sibum, but still one is kaina the isha b'teras sibum, and b'di'eved one is kaina the isha b'teras sibum. That is how Reb Shimon explains Rashi. The Oni Giontif in Simon Kofayin Zayin, and so too is the Mashmos of the Marsha on a Mabeis, understands that Rashi understands that one is kaina the isha b'di'eved is not b'teras sibum, but rather one is kaina the isha b'di'eved b'teras kiddushin. As far as Yibam is concerned, one cannot be kaina the isha b'teras Yibam, since there is no mitzvah Yibam at all. That the Rashi understands that one is kana b'di'eved is only b'teras kiddushin. That we find on the Gemara on a Mabeis, that the Gemara says, according to Rav Gidol, the halacha will be in ba'al uloi kanu, according to Rashi does not mean that one is not kaina the isha at all, but rather it means, as we find by a Bavram and Ahar. The Bavram and Ahar explains that the Gemara says in Ba'al Ekanu means to say that she will still need chalitza, even though generally speaking, after Yibum, one no longer needs chalitza, as the Gemara explains before, but still after Bi'ah v'chavilavin, according to Rav Gidol, the isha will still need chalitza, based on the fact that the only time one will not eat chalitza is only if one has a mitzvah sibum. That is how Rashi understands our Gemara. Now, to explain that according to Rashi, even a Yevama's karinam b'lakachas b'di'avid uchayu, one sees that Rashi understands that even as far as Yevama is concerned, there is no iser eshasach, there is no erva of eshasach. The other Rishenim, as the Sharm Elch explained, argue on Rashi and understand that by Yevama, that is a Chavilavin, according to Rav Gidol, there is an Isser Eishasach. V'chira, the basis of the Machlokes HaRishonim, if there is an Isser Eishasach or not, depends on how one understands that according to Rav Gidol, Chavilavin or not, Eilun Uyibum, do we say that Chavilavin or not, Eilun Uyibum, is based on that the Torah was Mechadesh, that there is no Zika Sibum? Is that the pshat, in that the chayv lavin are not eilun uyibum? Or do we say that no, that really there is a zikas yibum, and even though there is a zikas yibum, still the Torah is mechadish that by chayv lavin we do not do yibum to chayv lavin? There is no mitzvah yibum as far as chayv lavin is concerned, but that does not mean to say that there is no zikas yibum. That is the basis of the machlokes harishonim. Rashi understands that by Chayv Lavin there is a Zika Sibum. And since there is a Zika Sibum, for that reason Rashi understands that there is no Erva of Eishes Ach whatsoever. The other Rishonim understands that all one has by Chayv Lavin is only a Zika's Chalitza. And since there is no Zika Sibum, for that reason we say that she is an Erva of Eishes Ach, and for that reason, as far as the Yevama herself is concerned, it is like Karinon Bohu Akachas. The Sharm Elch goes on to say that Al-Khira from these Rishenim, one can bring a raya to the Shaila of the Parshas Drachim. The Parshas Drachim asks the following Shaila. What is the halacha by Chai Ve'lavin Va'asei? That according to the Gemara's Maskana, only by Chai Ve'lavin Va'asei do we say that Chai Ve'lavin Va'asei are not Eilun or Yibam in Atayra. If a Yabam was Boyal in Isha, that is Asura b'chayv lavin v'asei, was he over b'isser eishasach or not? Do we say that there is no isser eishasach based on the fact that she is chiletzes, or do we say that since she is not Mesiyabemes, there is an isser eishasach? The Shaar HaMelech says that from the Rishonim that understand that as far as the Yevamah herself is concerned, it is like Harinam Behu HaKachas, from there one sees that there is an Issur Eish HaSach. And just like by Chayvei Lavan, according to Rav Gidol, there is an Issur Eish HaSach, so too by Chayvei Lavan Vaasei, according to the Gemara's Maskana, there will be an Issur Eish HaSach as well. The Avne Miluim in Simon Kufayin Dalot says that one can argue on the Raya of the Shaar HaMelech and say as follows, that even though one sees in the Rishonim that according to Rav Gidol, there is an Issur Eish HaSach by Chayvei Lavan, that is only according to Rav Gidol. According to the Gemara's Maskana, that the halacha of Einam Mishabemes Natera only applies to Chayv Lavan Vasei, there is no Raya, that Chayv Lavan Vasei also have an Issur Eish HaSach. As Avne Miluim explains, that only according to Rav Gidol, who understands that from Yevimtzei we learn out that Chayv Lavan are not Eilun Uyibum, Rav Gidol understands that the Chayv Lavan are not Eilun Uyibum can only be based on that the Torah went and said that by Chayvei Lavan there is no Zikas Yibam whatsoever. Because had there been a Zikas Yibam, we should say, Asei Doicha Lois Asei. That there is no Yibam by Chayvei Lavan is only based on the fact that the Torah said that an Isha that is a Chayvei Lavan has no Zikas Yibam whatsoever. And for that reason the Rishonim say that Chayvei Lavan, according to Rav Gidol, the Isha Yevama is considered an Erva Veshesach, and therefore it is like Karina and Behu HaKachas. On the other hand, according to the Gemara's Maskana, that we are talking about a Chayvei Lavan Vasei, that the Isha Zeinim Es Yabemes does not have to be, because the Torah went and said that there is no Zikas Yibam by Chayvei Lavan Vasei. Even though there is a Zikas Yibam, still, the halacha will be Einim Es Yabemes based on that we say, Ein Asei Deicha Lois Asei Vasei. And therefore, just because we see that the Rishonim understands that according to the drasha of Gidol Chayvei Lavan are included in the Issur Eish HaSach, one cannot bring Uriah from there on Maskonas HaGemara, that an Isha that is Asura Be'Isser Lavasei is also Asura Be'Isser Eish HaSach. Based on this Avne Miluim, Bechira, one can answer the Kasha of Tesis that we find in Tesis the Ramaskol Meisei V'Mbol Konon Amabes, and so too the other Rishonim ask as well. Rava on a Mabes explains that the reason why Chayv Lavan is Einam Es Yabemes is based on that it is Efshar L'Kayim Shneim. Since one has the possibility to do Chalitza, therefore we will not say Asei Deichalois Asei based on that the Rish Lakish says Kom Mokim Shatamoyte Asei Veloys Asei Matayachal L'Kayim Shneim Mutzav V'mlav Yavei Asei V'yidchalois Asei. And therefore, since over here one has the option to do chalitza, for that reason we do not say asei deichalois asei. The Gemara asks, meisvei v'mbol konu. We learnt that by an isha that's asura be'isalois asei, the halach is v'mbol konu. According to you, Rava, why is the halach v'mbol konu? Since it is efshar kaim shneim alidei chalitza, and for that reason we will not say asei deichalois asei, the halach should be v'mbol konu. Tesis asks, that what was the Havamina of Rava? Rava himself knew this Bereis of Mba'a Lukanu. As we see that Rava himself asked the Kasha before. Rava himself asked on Rav Gidol, how can you Rav Gidol say that Chayvei Lavan is Einam Es Yabemes based on the Drosh of Yevimtzai? In the Bereis we see Mba'a Lukanu. According to you Rav Gidol, the Racha should be Mba'a Lukanu. So if Rava himself knew this Bereis of Mba'a Lukanu, what was the Havamina of Rava to explain our Mishnah based on that? That it is Efshar L'Kayim Shneim. According to the Miluim, one can explain very simply. Only Rav Gidol did Rav have a kasha of Mba'alu Leikonu. Because again, as the Avne Miluim explains, that the drasha of Rav Gidol was Mechadish, that there is no Zikas Yibam whatsoever by Chayvei Lavan, and for that reason we do not say, Asei Deichalois Asei, since there is no Zikas Yibam, for that reason, Rava asks, Talacha should be in Ba'al Uleikonu. And in the Braisa, we learn in Ba'al Uleikonu. On the other hand, as far as the Chiddush of Rava himself that explains that Talacha is by Chayvei Lavan, Einam Es Yabemes is based on that it is Efshar L'Kayim Shneim, and therefore we will not say Asei Deichalois Asei, since there is a Zikas Yibam, just we happen to not be able to do Yibam based on that. that it is Efsho Akayim Shneim. For that reason, Rava understands we will say in Ba'alu Konu. And even though one was not allowed to do Yibum, we will still say in Ba'alu Konu. Because again, since there is a Zikas Yibum, for that reason, Rava understands that we will say in Ba'alu Konu. The Gemara, on the other hand, understands that since there is no Asei Dei Chaleis Asei, there is no Mitzvah Yibum. And since there is no Mitzvah Yibum, we should still say in Ba'alu Loi Konu. That is l'chayra how one can answer Tesis and the other Rishenim's Kasha based on the Avnei Miluim. With this, we find in the Kovetz HaMatira Madura Gimel Chavaris Dalet that one can answer a Peladik Rashi. Rashi in Sanhedrin Daf and Gimel and Aleph says as follows, that the Chavei Lavin or Choltzeis is based on the Drosha of Yevimtei. From Yevimtei we learn out the Chavei Lavin or Choltzeis. The Shagas Aryeh at the end of Simon Lama Beis asks as follows, according to our Gemara's Maskana, that the Chayv Lavin or Choltzeis is not based on the Drosha of Yevimtei. L'chayr, that the Chayv Lavin or Choltzeis is based on that really the Alocha should be the Chayv Lavin or Mesiabmeis. Based on that we say, Asei Dei Chalois Asei. Just we happen to be Geizer, Bia, Rishena, Otu, Bia, Shnia. But how can Rashi say that the Makar, the Chayv Lavin or Choltzeis is based on the Drosha of Yevimtei? According to what we said before, one can answer Rashi as follows. That really, from the drosha of Akachas, I would have said that any Isha that is not included in Akachas does not have a Zikas Yibum whatsoever. And for that reason, I would have said that any Isha doikurina in Bula Akachas is Einai Oila L'Yibum, Einai Oila L'Chalitza. Since there is no Zikas Yibum, there is no Zikas Chalitza as well. The Pasuk of Yevimtei that tells us that there is Chalitza teaches us that even an Isha that is not included in Akachas still has a Zikas Yibum. And for that reason, she is included in the Klal of Oile L'Yibum, Oile L'Chalitza, based on the fact that there is a Zikas Yibum. Now that we learned that from Yevimtei, that even an Isha that is not included in Akachas still has a Zikas Yibum, for that reason, an Isha that is only a Asura B'Isser Lav, we will say Asei Dei Chalois Asei. If not for Yevimtei, any Isha that is not included in Akachas does not have a Zikas Yibum whatsoever, and therefore we would not have been able to say Asei Dei Chalois Asei. Only based on Yevimtei that taught us that there is a Zikas Yibum, for that reason, by an Isha that only is Asur B'Isser Lav, we will say Asei Dei Chalois Asei. Now let's go back to Rashi in the Mishnah. Rashi in the Mishnah explains that grusha v'chalutza v'kain hejit need chalitza is based on that o'im lav u'miftira. A lav is not strong enough to pater an isha from chalitza. As Rashi explains, the alfinon me'achis isha, only an isha that is asura be'isser, which is similar to achis isha, only chai v'krisos are pturim in a chalitza. The Achrenim ask, what does Rashi mean by saying that only someone who is similar to Achais Isha is Ptur Min HaChalitza? In the Gemara one sees that Ptur Chalitza is dependent upon Tavsi Kedushin and Lay Tavsi Kedushin, nothing to do with the Alfusa from Achais Isha. Reb Shmuel and Zechron Shmuel Simon Lamed Hei explains Rashi as follows, that our whole Gemara that differentiates between an Isha the Tavsi Ba Kedushin and an Isha Deloi Tavsi Ba'Kedushin, as far as Chalitza is concerned, is only according to the Gemara's Hava Mina in Rav Gidl. Rav Gidl understands that even an Isha that is Asura Be'Isser Lav, she is also Ptura Minayibum. Since, according to Rav Gidl, that one sees that an Isha that is Asura Be'Isser Lav does not have Yibum, from there we see that the Torah went and said that there is no Zikas Yibum by an Isha that is Asura Be'Isser Lav. And since, even though there is no Zikas Yibum, still the Torah says that she is Chelatzes, for that reason the Gemara asks, what is the difference between an Isha that is Asura B'Isser Lav and Chai B'Krisos? Just like by Chai B'Krisos we say, Einai Oilo Yibum, Einai Oilo L'Chalitza, so too by Chai B'Lavin we should say, Einai Oilo Yibum, Einai Oilo L'Chalitza, because again, according to Rav Gidl, there is no Zikas Yibum by Chai B'Lavin. According to the Gemara's Maskana, that the halacha of Eina Misyabemes Natera only applies to Chayv Lavin Vasei, one no longer has to say that there is no Zikas Yibum. By Chayv Lavin Vasei, you could have a Zikas Yibum. Like we explained before, B'Shem Na'avna Miluim. Based on that, Rashi says that there is no reason to say that the chavilah and vaser or chilatzes is based on that it is tafsi ba kiddushin. That we differentiate between chavilah and vaser and chavir krisos is for a completely different reason. The chiluk between chavilah and vaser and chavir krisos is based on the alfusa from achris isha, because from achris isha we learn that all chavir krisos do not have a zikas yibum. And therefore, all chayvei krisos are pturim in a chalitza based on that since they do not have a zikas yibum, we say, einai oila liyibum, einai oila lechalitza. On the other hand, chayvei lavim vasei, that are not similar to achris isha, and for that reason they have a zikas yibum, therefore we say that they need chalitza even though there is no yibum. Because again, there is a zikas yibum. That is how Reb Shmuel explains our Rashi. So again, both from the Miluim and from Reb Shmuel's explanation of Rashi, it comes out that there is a tremendous difference between the Havamina of the Gemara and Rav Gidol, and according to the Gemara's Maskana Mechayv Lavan Vasei, according to the Gemara's Havamina and Rav Gidol, that the Rav Gidol understands that there is no Yibam Mechayv Lavan is based on that the Torah was Mechadish, that there is no Zikas Yibam whatsoever. On the other hand, after the Gemara's Maskana, that only Chayv Lavan Vasei are not Mesiyam Meis Menat Tzera, we will say that even by Chayv Lavan Vasei there is a Zikas Yibum. And that Chayv Lavan Vasei are Eina Mesiyam Meis is only because we say Ein Asei Deicha Leis Asei Vasei. That is the beer of that Miluim and Reb Shmuel in our Gemara. Now let's go on to the next sugya. The Gemara is medayik in our Mishnah. From that, in our Mishnah says, "Amono kain gadol as chilatza es vloimis habemes." The Gemara is medayik lo yishna min hanisuin v'lo yishna min eirsin. There is no difference if the almana is an almana min hanisuin or if the almana is an almana min eirsin. The Gemara says, "Bishlama min hanisuin asay v'lois asay." I understand why an almana min hanisuin is not mis habemes, because an almana min anisuin is asura be'isra asei v'leis asei, v'ein asei deicha leis asei v'asei, ela min a'irisin leis asei gredehu. But if one has an almana min a'irisin, an almana min a'irisin is only asura be'isra leis asei, there is no asei. If so, the Gemara asks, yovei asei v'yidcha leis asei, we should say asei deicha leis asei. If so, why is almana min a'irisin not mishabemes? Why don't we say asei deicha leis asei? Tosfos brings down from the Riva the following kasha. Tosfos brings down from the Riva, the kivan de ein isha mishaberes mibia rishena. Since we are talking about an almana min eirusin, who is a besula, if so, how can our Gemara say yaveh asei v'yidcha leis asei? We know that ein isha mishaberes mibia rishena. If so, heach tisyabim de mibia rishena leika hakama hashem. In the first bia, there is no hakama hashem. If so, the Rivai asks, how can our Gemara ask Yaveh Asei V'yidcha Leis Asei V'Biyah Rishena? In Biyah Rishena there is no Hakam Hashem. We find that the Nedi Behuda in Madurat Nyona Ebenezer Simon Kof Memalof asks the following kasha on the Rivai. According to Rivai, who understands that the Iker Mitzvahs Kiyam Yibam is only with the Biyah Royal Hakam Hashem, Bia Shnia should be Muteris as well. Because the Bia Shnia is the Bia HaRoyo HaKom HaShem. If so, how can Tesis ask that there should be an Isser Bia Rishena, both Bia Shri Mutter, both Bia Rishena and Bia Shnia? For that reason, the Nei Dibihuda goes on to say that the reason why Tesis understands that there should be an Isser Bia Rishena is based on that at the time of Bia Rishena, he is not yet being Mekayim as Mitzvah. The whole Kiyam Mitzvah will only take place at Bia Shnia. Therefore, at the time of Bia Rishena, one does not yet have a Kiyam Mitzvah. And therefore, Tosfos asks, how can we say Bia Rishena Asei Deicha Leis Asei? There is a rule that the only time we say Asei Deicha Leis Asei is only if at the time of the Dechias Leis Asei, one has the Kiyam Mitzvah Asei. Over here, that at the time of the Tchias Lois Asei, one did not yet have the Kiyam Mitzvah Asei, because the first Bia is not a Bia Royo Akam Hashem. For that reason, Tesis asks that the first Bia should be Asura. From the Lashon HaTesis as Achenim Armadaik, the Lashon HaTesis is not Mashma, like the understanding of the Nei Dibi Yehuda. From the Lashon HaTesis, it sounds like Tesis understands why the Bia Shnia is Asura. Tesis' whole kasha was that there should be an Isser Bia Rishena as well as the Bia Shnia. To explain the Riva, we find the following pshat in the Achrenim. For example, in Reb Shimon, in Chidush Reb Shimon in Siman Chaf, and so to another Achrenim. Reb Shimon explains the Riva as follows. That the Riva does not understand that the Iker mitzvah is only Neskayim with a Bia Royal HaKom Hashem. The Riva also understands that even if one has a Bia that's not Royal HaKom Hashem, still one can have a Kiyum mitzvah. And for that reason, the Riva understands that one can do Yibam to a Besua, even though Bebir Rishena, the Bir Rishena, is not Royal HaKom Hashem. And as we said before, Tesis Shita on Afgimel is that Yibam is based on Asei Deicha Lois Asei. Still, the Riva holds that Bebir Rishena in a regular Besua, one has a Kiyum mitzvah. Not like we find in the Tesis HaRosh and the Chamer V'Chayin and Hedjan Daf Yates that ask on the Riva that so too there should be an Isser to be miyabim any besua, but rather the Riva understands that by any yibum of a besua one has a kiyum mitzvah, even though the bia is not royal akom hashem. That the Riva understands in our Gemara that one will not have a kiyum mitzvah is because the Riva understands that the kiyum mitzvah yibum is dependent on that the yibum will eventually bring about akom hashem. Any yibum which will not bring about akom hashem is not considered a yibum. And therefore, by any Yibam of a regular Besua, since the Yibam will eventually bring about HaKom HaShem by the Bia Shnia, therefore, even by the Bia Rishena, it is considered a Kiyum Mitzvah Yibam. The Riva's Kash was only as far as our Gemara is concerned, that there is an Isser Bia Shnia. Therefore, this Yibam cannot bring about HaKom HaShem. Since this Yibam cannot bring about HaKom HaShem, therefore, the Riva understands that there is no Kiyum Mitzvah Yibam whatsoever. And since there is no Kiyum Mitzvah Yibam, for that reason, the Riva asks in our Gemara, how can our Gemara say, Yavei Asei V'yidcha Leis Asei? Where is the Asei? There is no Kiyum Mitzvah Yibam if the Yibam will not bring about HaKam Hashem. That is how Reb Shimon and other Achrenim explain the Shita of the Riva. Tosfos goes on to answer the Kasha of the Riva by saying the following Yesod. Tosfos says that that one needs Royal HaKam Hashem is not a halacha in the Yibam that the Yibam has to bring about an eventuality of HaKom HaShem. But rather, Tosfos understands Royal HaKom HaShem is as far as both people who are involved in the Yibam. For example, the Yabam and the Yavama have to be Ru'uyim HaKom HaShem. But there is no halacha in Yibam whatsoever that the Yibam has to be a Yibam HaRoyal HaKom HaShem. In the Rishenim we find the following Kasha, the Gemara on a Mabes explains that an Isha that's Asura be'isr lois ha'seiz eina mishabemes is based on that where geyzer bia rishena otu bia shnia. The Rishenim ask that what is the heter to do a complete bia? There should only be a heter to do ha'ra. Since, as the Gemara learns out, Yibam is kaina be'bia, even if he did not do a complete bia, even if all he did was a ha'ra, so too we should say that there is no heter to do a complete bia in an Isha Hasura be'isar loisaseh. The Ritva answers the Kasha by saying that even though the Kinyan Yibam can take place with Ara, one does not need a Gemar bia. But since, as far as HaKom HaShem is concerned, only a bia with a Gemar bia is a bia Aroi HaKom HaShem, therefore there is a Kiyum Mitzvah involved in the Gemar bia. And therefore, even with the Gemar Bia, we will say Asei Deicha Lois Asei, and only the Bia Shnia will be Asura. From the Ritva, Reb Chaim Eizer and Chiyok Alf, Simon Daud is Medayik, that even though the Arah itself is not royal Gemar Bia, that does not mean that there is no mitzvah in the Arah itself. There is a mitzvah in the Arah itself. Just the Ritva understands that there is a mitzvah with the Gemar Bia as well. And since there is a mitzvah with the Gemar Bia as well, for that reason we will say Asei Deicha Lois Asei even as far as the Gemar Bia is concerned. From the Ritva one sees that even though HaKom HaShem is not Ma'akiv in the Kiyum Mitzvah Sibum, but there is a Kiyum Mitzvah Sibum with a Bia Royal HaKom HaShem. And for that reason, even with the Gemar Bia, we will say Asei Deicha Lois Asei. So again, as far as that there's halacha of HaKom HaShem, as far as Yibam is concerned, we find three basic shitas in the Rishenim. The Riva understands, as Achrenim explain, that one needs a Yibam that could eventually bring about HaKom HaShem. Tosfos, on the other hand, explains that there's halacha of HaKom HaShem is as far as the people involved in the Yibam. Both people have to be people that are Roy Lakom Hashem, but it is not halacha in the Yibum itself whatsoever. The Ritva explains that even though there is no halacha of Roy Lakom Hashem, as far as the Iker Mitzvah Yibum is concerned, but yet there is a separate mitzvah of a Bia HaRoy Lakom Hashem. That is the Shita of the Ritva.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.